News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Howie Silbinger, sitting in for Tamar Yonah here on the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio. We are live, which means you could call in. The number in North America is 301-768-4841. In Israel, you could call 02-6500-151. Is it just me, or has the world gone nuts? Everywhere I look, there's terror apologists. Everywhere I look, the Canadian government paid a terrorist $10 million to compensate him for being tortured in prison after committing a terror attack. I feel for him. I'm so upset. We must give him money. The mayor of Hebron is a terrorist. The Israeli government is now negotiating to give terrorist bodies back to terrorists. The PLO, the Palestinian Authority, the group that's supposed to be the peace partners of Israel, have merged with Hamas, a terrorist organization. We are in serious trouble in the world. We are in terrible trouble. How do we get out of this? What do we do to protect ourselves? What do we do to protect our country? What do we do to protect the world when terrorists are taking over? That is the question. And we take a look around the world. Terrorist attacks every day, all over the world. So what do you do to protect yourself? How do you go about living life knowing that terrorists are being paid off, are being elected to public office, and are being feted right around the world? I don't know if we are in serious trouble, or if this is a good thing. It could go either way. I will explain what I mean when we come back from the break, because I think it's important that we look at both sides of this issue. And of course, we'll be joined by Shifra Hoffman. She is the director of Victims of Terror. I am Howie Silbiger. I am sitting in for Tamar Yonah right here on the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio. I'll be on all week replacing Tamar. So I'll be on today, tomorrow, and Tuesday, replacing Tamar. And of course, you could call in. The number's to call, and I want to hear from you because you got to weigh in on this issue. Number's to call North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, 02-6500-151. I'm Howie Silbiger. This is the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio.
You've come to the best station for hot news and sizzling commentary.
We're shaking things up here at Israel News Talk Radio. Our shows are moving around on our broadcast schedule. Most of our live call-in shows will now air at a new time, 7 a.m. Israel time.
Oh.
And midnights, Sunday through Fridays, U.S. Eastern time. Are you getting confused? No problem. Just go to our drop-down menu on our homepage.
Okay.
And click on our broadcast schedule, and a page will load with all of our shows and their new times. Remember, except for Sundays, most all of our live call-in shows will be broadcasting 7 a.m. in the morning, Israel time, and 12 midnight, U.S. Eastern time. Call in and join us on the air. Israel News Talk Radio's new schedule, just for you.
Hi, I want to make a comment on the air.
Sure, I'll put you through.
Hi, I'm Howie Silbiger, sitting in for Tamar Yonah today on the Tamar Yonah Show. I'll be sitting in for Tamar all week. So I'll be on today, tomorrow, and on Tuesday. And I am so happy to be here. The show is live, which means you could call in. The number to call in North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, the number to call, 02-6500-151. The world has gone insane. We've lost perspective. Take a look around what's happening when it comes to terrorism. Terrorist attacks in almost every country in the world. And yet, we see governments paying off terrorists. We see terrorists elected to public office. We see terrorists feted around the world. It is sickening. It is disgusting. And it is happening. The Canadian government, just a couple of months ago, paid off terrorist Omar Khadr And he was an Al-Qaeda operative working in Afghanistan. He was a young kid. He was part of Al-Qaeda. He killed an American soldier. He was convicted. He was sent to Guantanamo Bay. And then he was tortured at Guantanamo Bay. And the Canadian government has now paid the man $10 million. The Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau had this to say about paying off a terrorist.
We apologize for the technical difficulties. We'll have Howie on in just a bit.
Hello? This is Schiffer Hoffman. I apologize for the glitch in the whatever it was that made the program go off. Howie Silver was supposed to be moderation, but he's not here, and something happened. So all you listeners who want to listen, we'll cover the issues, and maybe Howie will be able to reconnect. I'm sitting in for Tamar Yonah, who is going on a three-day, well-deserved vacation. But the enemies of Jews are never on vacation, and I'm here to speak about that because we can talk about the terror that's happening worldwide, but we have to look at the source. And here I am in Jerusalem, thank God. I'm living in this Jewish wonderful country almost 30 years, but the terror has never stopped. And we can look at the Bible as always to see what the source is. That it says in Yechezkel, Ezekiel 36, that the Lord God said, when they came into the nations, that is the Jews, whither they came, they profaned my holy name, and that the nations said concerning them, these are the people of the Lord, and they're driven from their land. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Israel profaned among the nations, whither they came. Therefore, say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord God, I do this not for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my holy name. And I will sanctify my great name, which has been profaned among the nations, which ye have profaned in the midst of them, and the nation shall know that I am the Lord, saith the Lord God, when I shall take you out from among the nations, and plant you on your land, gather you, and plant you on your land, in order to show the world that I am your God. So, dear friends who are listening, Jew and not Jew alike, it's not the Balfour Declaration that gave us Israel. The God of Israel promised the land to Abraham. We just read that 2 weeks ago in the chapter in the Bible that God Almighty said to Abraham, pick up, pack up, and leave the land to where you were born, to the land that I will show you. This will be your inheritance and the inheritance of all the generations after you. So there we have the deed to the land, not Balfour, not the United Nations.
Schiffer, now, we have Howie's back on.
Okay.
Hi, Schiffer. Sorry about that. That was a power failure on the side. That happens occasionally.
Well, we continue. We just never give up.
That's right. So, Schiffer, I didn't hear a word you said, so I don't want to interrupt you. Whatever you're in the middle of talking about, let's continue.
Well, I was talking about the Balfour Declaration. It's 100 years since Lord Balfour in England signed the paper in the name of the British government that we are entitled to our land, but that is not really the deed to our land. The deed to the land, which I just read, is from the Bible, which God Almighty, blessed is He, said to Abraham, the first Jew, that this land I will give to you and to your seed after you, to all generations. And I want to make it clear to all those naysayers who think that they write in these idiotic things. It's like, you know, the great late Rabbi Kahan of Blessed Memory used to say, the only thing that some of these reform and conservative rabbis, so-called, have coming to them is that their congregation knows less than they do. Because we understand, and we should understand, that the deed to the land was from God Himself. We don't ask for any other land. We didn't take the Arabs' land because the Arabs have 22 sovereign countries, and they can take all their refugees just the way Israel did, with one tiny country, and give them a villa and a Volvo with all the oil wealth that they have. But they want to destroy Israel because they think that we are the enemy. And unfortunately, too many Jews think that the enemy is their brother and the brother is their enemy. So I want to make that very clear that we should all be grateful, all the Jews and all the friends of Jews, to the Almighty, because that's the deed to the land, and we have no intention of going anywhere. God willing, we will be here forever.
Schiffer, do you think it's actually because because they feel that we're the enemy, or are they just jealous because they know that our Torah is reality, our Torah is the truth? Think about it for a second. Christians killed Jews because the New Testament was supposed to replace the Old Testament, but if the Old Testament followers are still following the Old Testament, then how could they say they have a new covenant with God? Muslims is the New Testament, so don't they have to kill Christians and Jews in order to justify their Bible? Isn't this where we're standing at the crossroads of the world, where the Muslims have to justify the Quran and have to say, okay, the Quran is the new covenant with God, therefore everybody who follows the old covenant has to be destroyed? Don't you think it's more of a religious war than a land war?
It is a religious war, Howie, however, look at what they profess their God tells them. The Muslims say that the Quran is, quote-unquote, Quran is like a Bible of peace. It's pieces of Jews being blown up and pieces of our land being given up. And Christians did the Crusades, and they told the Jews, either convert or you die. The only ones that we didn't go to war against, or I should say the Jews did not go to war to start a war, were the Jewish people, who were told, thou shalt not kill. And the only thing that I feel is that the death penalty should be given to terrorists today.
I agree, Schiffer. We have to take a little break, so we'll be back.
Shalom, everybody. Making a difference often takes just one moment and one person at a time. I'm Orly Benny Davis, your show host on Israel News Talk Radios from Jerusalem with love. You'll be hearing people talking about politics, religion, social issues, and making a better tomorrow. Join me, Orly Benny Davis, every Thursday for God and Country from Jerusalem with love.
Hi, I'm Howie Silberger, sitting in for Tamar Yonah today here on the Tamar Yonah Show. I'll be sitting in all week for Tamar, so I'm in today, tomorrow, and on Tuesday. The show is live, which means you could call in North America. You could call 301-768-4841. In Israel, you could call 02-650-0151. I'm here with Shifra Hoffman. And Shifra, thank you so much for jumping in like that when my power went out and we kind of lost connection. Thank you so much for filling in there. I appreciate that.
We always have to help each other.
Shifra, we got a phone call. Let's go to Larry in Kansas City. Hi, Larry.
How are you today? Both of you.
Hello?
Larry? I can't hear Larry.
I'm here.
All right. Well, we're trying to figure out Larry. Why we can't hear Larry. Larry? All right, well, we're trying to figure out why we can't hear Larry. Shifra, there's a course being taught in high schools here in North America, which is teaching that that you could be pro-Palestinian and pro-Israel at the same time. Essentially, what the course is trying to teach young children is that the Jews have the inherent right to the state of Israel, to the land of Israel, and the Arabs have the right to the same land, and you could build a state, an Arab state and a Jewish state, over each other. This is what Jewish money is going for here in North America, Shifra. How sad is that?
Well, I don't know if you mentioned it, Howie, because I'm the founder of the Victims of Arab Terror International, which God Almighty gave me the merit to do for the Jewish victims. Somehow the Jewish victims are overlooked, and they're sacrificed. There have been more than 2,000 murdered and over 6,000 wounded in the so-called peace process. There will never be peace with Arabs who want to murder us, and that's what they want to do. So it's not so that they want to try to make, everything kosher, Palestinian state with Jewish state. As I said, I don't know if we were on the air, but I had a black friend who was a pastor, and he said, why don't Jews believe in Jesus, Shifra? And I said, look, Chris, his name was, if you are black, you're proud of what you are? Yes, I am, he said. I said, can you be black and white at the same time? No, you cannot. You cannot be Jews for Jesus. You cannot have a Palestinian and a Jewish state at the same place. The Arabs have 22 sovereign nations. We have an ad that we put in the Jerusalem Post, the 22-state solution. The Arabs should take all their refugees and bring them into their 22 sovereign countries the way Israel did with one country. With God's help, we took in the refugees from the Holocaust and from Ethiopia, from the former Soviet Union, and the real refugees that nobody speaks about. More than 850,000 Jewish refugees were made refugees. They lived in Arab countries for centuries, and when Israel became a state, they were summarily thrown out, and their property was confiscated. So it's time for the Arabs to own up to what they own and bring their refugees to their own countries.
So your solution here, and I think it's a logical solution, is the complete separation. Jews in a Jewish state, Arabs in an Arab state. I mean, if it's okay for the Arabs to have states that are devoid of Jews, it should be okay for Jews to have a state that's devoid of Arabs, right?
That's the only solution to prevent a final solution, God forbid. We had one of those. But I want to mention that who are the people for this Arab-Palestinian Jewish state? It's usually the Reform and Conservative who wouldn't know a Jewish halacha, Jewish law, if they fell into it, because they believe they can sit in America, give big bucks to whatever they think is right, and it doesn't matter whether it's good for Israel or not. I want to point out that there's a Genesis Foundation. They call themselves Genesis for whatever reason. They award for Jewish values. They pick somebody that represents to them Jewish values. 1 year or 2 years ago, it was Michael Douglas, whose mother is not Jewish and who he himself is not Jewish, and they awarded him $1 million for Jewish values. Then now this year, they selected Natalie Portman, the actress, who by her own admission supported Obama, who was certainly not a friend of Israel, who believes that there should be same-sex marriage, which is definitely against the Torah, and all these liberal things which the Torah is against. They selected her as the epitome of Jewish values, and she's being given a grant of $1 million. What happened to your mind? You know, there are so many poor, good Jews here in Israel that many of them don't even have enough to feed their families. So they give $1 million to an actress who has no Jewish values whatsoever, I believe.
It's very sad where Jewish money's going. I know here, I live in Montreal in Canada, and here Jewish money goes towards anything that's not Jewish, really. The Federation, the local Combined Jewish Appeal here, refuses to fund organizations that reach out and try to bring religiosity into the community, and only fund organizations that try to bring secularism and assimilation to the community. And it's extremely sad and scary that this is where millions and millions of dollars of Jewish money is going. Instead of bolstering the Jewish community and trying to build a religious presence, it's there to destroy a religious presence. Very sad.
My organization, which I said, the Victims of Arab Terror International, which began with the help of God in 1986 after I made Aliyah, never got one penny from the Federation, not from the Israeli government. We only good-hearted Jews who understand the pain of these terrorist families. You know, their budget is cut to the various necessities, and they have to relive every time there's an attack, they relive the horror. We just visited the family in Halimish, the three people that were murdered, and the mother was left with five orphan children. We bought them toys and comfort. I appeal to everybody, Hanukkah, the Festival of Light is coming. Please, if you have a Jewish heart, or even if you're not Jewish, but you care for justice, please send what you can to Victims of Arab Terror, VAT, P.O. Box 32103, Jerusalem. The money goes for them. I'm a volunteer all these years. I don't take wages.
Schiffer, it's such an important and unbelievable work that you do there. And the Jewish community really appreciates you. As much as they don't say they do, and as much as they tend to ignore you, Jews that matter really care. Thank
you
so much, Schiffer.
They give me always color kavod, which means all the honor to you. I said, I have enough honor. You want to do something to honor, send something to the victims. They need the help. And I just want to also mention something very, very important. You know, I'm very proud of the fact that my rabbi, my mentor, my teacher, and my friend was the late Rabbi Meir Kahan of blessed memory, who was way ahead of his time, and his memorial was a week ago. It was packed. People are beginning to understand the prophecy of his thoughts. And he warned American Jews, especially, that things are changing. The America of today is not the America of yesterday. There's an ill wind blowing. Not a day goes by without an attack, an anti-Semitic attack. So I want to point out that just today they had on the news a woman in Long Island had a sticker on her car, "I am a proud anti-Semite." I am a proud anti-Semite. That means that they're coming out of the closet. And I urge you, Jews, don't make the same mistake twice. A Holocaust survivor who I used to go, when I lectured, I took her with me. She was in internment camps. I don't like the word concentration because it wasn't a concentration. It was a death camp. And she was in six. She managed, thank God, to get out in the last minute somehow. She said, once the world does it to us, shame on them. Twice, shame on us.
And she's 100% right. A bumper sticker that said, "I am a proud anti-Semite."
In Long Island, I had a very view of everybody. A woman took pictures of it and sent it to the computers. If you Google Ruth Sheva, which is the news, you will see it there, the picture in the back of his car, "I'm a trans anti-Semite."
That is so scary and such a horrible thing. Maybe it's time for Jews to leave North America. I think that's what we're coming out to, huh? It's about time for Jews to leave North America and start thinking about going to the homeland.
Not maybe, but definitely. The rabbi wrote a book, and he called it "Time to Go Home," and he explained all these situations. It's the seeds were there. You know, he used to say, "When times are good, the Jew haters hate Jews quietly. When times are bad, they hate Jews." Jews loudly, and when times are economically suppressed, they hate Jews violently. I don't know, I can't understand for the life of me how Jews can sit there with anti-Semites and haters when there's this wonderful Jewish day that the Almighty gave us the privilege to live in, and it has everything. Today, you don't have to come with your bare hands the way the Holocaust survivors did to dig the ditches for water and to live in tents. Today, you have Nefesh B'Nefesh that helps you. You can get a job, you can get housing, and all kinds of things, benefits. So don't wait too long because the opportunity may close.
Shifra Hoffman, thank you so much for joining me. And once again, give out the address for people to donate to your organization, Victims of Arab Terror.
Okay, it's V-A-T, like Victims, A is as Arab, Victims of Arab Terror, T-E-R-R-O-R, P.O. Box 32103, Jerusalem. And I tell you, dear friends, you will never miss what you give as much as these families miss their loved ones.
Shifra Hoffman, thank you so much for joining me, and I hope it's not another 25 years before I speak to you again.
Okay.
I'm Howie Silberger. This is the Tamar Yonah Show on Israel News Talk Radio. I'm sitting in for Tamar today, tomorrow, and Tuesday. Tamar's away for a couple of days, and I'll be filling in for her. The show is live, which means that we're taking your calls for the next for the rest of the show. I want to take your calls. I want to hear what you have to say. The number to call is 301-768-4841. In Israel, you could call 02-650-0151. So once again, North America, 301-768-4841. Israel, 02-650-0151. I'm Howie Silberger. This is the Tamar Yonah Show. We're heard live right here on Israel News Talk Radio, the straight talk from Israel.
Everyone, this is Ari Folder. I want to invite you all to join me on my weekly show, Bulletproof, here on Israel News Talk Radio. It's the weekly show we discover, expose, and destroy all anti-Israel propaganda that's spread throughout the universe, both from outside Israel, including also inside Israel. Join me every week, and let's defend Israel together.
Bulletproof. Live every Sunday at 5 p.m. Israel time, 10 a.m. U.S. Eastern time.
Hi, I'm Howie Silberger, sitting in for Tamar Yonah today here on Israel News Talk Radio. I'll be sitting in all week, actually, so I'll be on today,
I'll be on tomorrow, and I'll be on Tuesday. And I'm so happy that you chose to join me. The show is live, which means you could call in. The number to call, 301-768-4841. In Israel, you could call 0265-00151. So the first number, of course, was a North American number. Second number was an Israel number. And you could join me in the chat room by going to IsraelNewsTalkRadio.com and clicking on the orange button that says chat room. And I'm in the chat room, and I'll be more than happy to talk to you there, too. The question I'm asking, and this is what I want you to call in about, question I'm asking is, are we too lenient when it comes to our handling of terrorists? The Canadian government paid $10 million to Omar Khadr, a terrorist that killed an American soldier and went to Guantanamo Bay, was tortured there. The Canadian government took responsibility for the torture at Guantanamo Bay and paid the man $10 million. The mayor of Hebron killed my cousin in 1980 in Hebron. He was responsible for the massacre of six Jews in Hebron in 1980. One of those Jews was my cousin, Shmuel Murmelstein. He killed my cousin. Now he's mayor of Hebron. And he was released, by the way, in a prisoner exchange, an Israeli prisoner exchange, where they released terrorists for the promise of peace that never actually came. So I want to hear from you. Number to call in North America, 301-768-4841. In Israel, 0265-00151. Let's go to Larry in Kansas. Hi, Larry.
Hey, how are you today, Larry?
Larry? I still can't hear Larry. So I don't know what's going on with the phone, so I can't hear Larry. But Larry is calling from Kansas. That's nice.
I'm still here.
So I can't hear Larry. I don't know what's happening. So let me reiterate what I was saying before, because I think it's important. The Canadian government, after paying $10 million to a terrorist, decided to justify their payment by saying that, you know, the terrorist had sued them, and had they allowed the lawsuit to continue, they would have paid $40 million. Now, in my opinion, in my humble opinion, if you are a terrorist and you choose to be a terrorist, then you've given up your human rights. You've given up your rights because you've taken away the human rights of other people. You've destroyed lives. You've taken away the human rights of other people. Why do you deserve human rights? And the people that you killed and the people that you maimed and the people that you destroyed and the families and the people that you destroyed don't deserve human rights. What makes you as a terrorist more special than the people that you attacked and that you killed, that you chose to attack and kill? If you're forced to do something, that's one thing. But when you choose to be a terrorist, and most terrorists choose to be a terrorist, they buy into the political ideology, and they choose to go about and be their terrorist, their terrorist self, and to go and kill people. If you choose to be a terrorist, you've given up your human rights. So we don't have to worry. I really don't care. Once a terrorist is caught, I really don't care how that terrorist is treated. I don't care if the man is tortured or woman in whatever case it is. I don't care if the person is tortured. I don't care if the person is killed. It's irrelevant to me what happens with those terrorists. The truth is that if torture will lead to the saving of other people's lives, if torture will lead for information to cancel or to stop other terror attacks, I'm all for that. And to go and to pay off a terrorist that was tortured, that's so ridiculous, so stupid, and sends really the wrong message to the world. What are we telling our children? That if you become a terrorist, you could become a millionaire? What kind of message is that? How crazy has this world become? The Israeli government released a bunch of terrorists, and one of them became the mayor of Hebron. How insane is that? I am a family member of one of the people he killed. I saw how his family, how the person killed's family, my cousin's family, disintegrated after his murder. And the man responsible for that murder is now the mayor of Hebron, holding a public position, a fetid public position, in one of the holy cities of Judaism. We live in a sick, twisted, demented world. And unfortunately, this is where we are. How do we get out of this world? How do we get out of this problem? I don't know. I don't have a solution. I really don't know how to do this. This crazy liberalism that's taken over the world, this crazy concept of everybody is equal and nobody is unequal, doesn't really work when it comes to international terrorists. Doesn't really work when it comes to terror, and when it comes to people killing other people. So we're experiencing a few technical difficulties this show, and hopefully we'll have them all worked out for next show. I'm Howie Silberg. I'm sitting in for Tamar Jonah right here on Israel News Talk Radio. Tamar Jonah, it's Tamar Jonah show. I want to thank you all for being here with us. I appreciate you sticking it out during these technical problems, these technical times. Hopefully these technical problems will be solved by next show. But I mean, you know, this happens. Technology's like that. So as I was saying, when you pay off terrorists, and when you have this rampant liberalism running through the world, how do you resolve the issue? We live in a crazy time. We live in a time where people believe in equality, not equity. Where people believe that everybody is equal, including a terrorist. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter if you're a terrorist, a child molester. You have to be treated equally. This is a crazy, crazy time we're living in. And for a government to pay millions of dollars to a terrorist who killed people, for a terrorist to be released by the Israeli government, a terrorist who killed my family member, and I saw how my cousin's family was disintegrated after his murder. And to release this terrorist, and then later for him to have to been elected to the mayorship of Hebron, the holiest city in Judaism, it's very sad. It's very scary. So how do we resolve this? What do we do to solve this problem? And I don't have a solution. The rampant liberalism is killing us. It's killing the world. It's destroying the world as we know it. Moral values, family values, all values have disintegrated. We are left in a pit of despair and despicability. We are living in a world that is dirty and disgusting. And how to resolve it? Your guess is as good as mine. Maybe if we keep talking about it, maybe if we keep pointing it out, people will realize that there is a major problem that has to be dealt with. Maybe discussing it and looking at it and analyzing it will bring us to some kind of solution. I doubt it. I'm willing to wager against that. The way we have to kill this liberalism, and I say kill liberalism, I mean to kill the ideology, not to kill the liberals. The way we have to kill the liberalism, the ideology of liberalism, is to show how ridiculously stupid it is. To show how it's impossible to hold a terrorist to the same moral values and to the same human rights values as the people he killed. It is absolutely ridiculous that we're expected to do that. It's absolutely ridiculous that if I said what I'm saying right now on Israel News Talk Radio on a commercial radio station anywhere in North America, I would be lynched. And that is ridiculous. It's time that we stood up for moral values. It's time we stood up for Torah values. It's time that we started realizing that what's just is just, and what's wrong is wrong. And until we realize that, we're in major, major problems. Major trouble. I'm Howie Silberger. This is the Tamar Jonah Show right here on Israel News Talk Radio. Tamar is away this week, and I will be filling in for her today. I'll be on again at 7 a.m. midnight, 7 a.m. Israel time, midnight North American time. Tomorrow, Monday, midnight, and Tuesday at midnight, which is 7 a.m. Israel time. I'll be on again two more days this week. And, of course, I'll be on at 6 o'clock tonight on TrueTalkRadio.com with the Howie Silberger Show. That's a three-hour show. I'll be on at 6 o'clock tonight on TrueTalkRadio.com. And then I'll be on again at midnight North American time and 7 o'clock in the morning Israel time on Israel News Talk Radio for the next 2 days. I want to thank Tamara Yona for giving me this opportunity. It is a honor and a privilege to be replacing her on the show. I've been a big fan of Tamara for a long time, and we've become friends over the last year or so. And I really appreciate the opportunity. I want to thank Effie in studio for doing an excellent job during these trying times. And I want to thank you all for listening, because without you, I'd just be sitting here talking to myself. And, you know, sometimes talking to yourself is the best thing to do, but not when you're on the radio. So thank you so much for tuning in and for being part of the show, or for trying to be part of the show. Hopefully the next show you'll be able to be part of it. I'm Howie Silberger. This is the Tamara Yona Show. We are live on Israel News Talk Radio. Straight talk from Israel, the best radio station. Israel News Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Andrea Simintow from Jerusalem, inviting you to drop everything and join me on my show, Pull Up a Chair. We'll visit this week's quirky stories, meet fabulous guests, and discover my Israel. Together, we'll laugh, shout, and explain the topics that make us say, hey, we've got to talk about that. So get comfortable and pull up a chair with me, Andrea Simintow, every Thursday on Israel News Talk Radio.
News, opinion, and more. You're listening to Israel News Talk Radio.